Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you are listening, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening. Day today is the 2nd of August, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to yet another edition of the Bun and Cardigan Show. I'm, of course, joined by the on-again, off-again man who wears the cardigan, James Edwards III of The Athletic. And we are, of course, presented by The Athletic. James, a lot of housekeeping stuff to go over today. First thing off the rip that I want to do, rest in peace to Bill Russell, whose legacy will forever transcend basketball. And Damn, that one hurt.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, as iconic gets, Mr. Bill Russell, the most winningest and championist athlete.
On and off the court.
On and off the court, of course. But on the court, like, 11 rings, needs third hand. Every story you hear is about how he was a stand-up guy, ambassador for the game. It's certainly... Yeah, the basketball world lost like a legitimate icon.
Superhero. Like borderline superhero. I was out at lunch yesterday. I got a text about that. That one sucked. So rest in peace, Bill Russell. James, on a lighter note.
Yes.
You are cracked out of your mind and wrote what can only be described as the best story that I've ever written, that I've ever read in my life. I laughed. I cried. I pondered my orb. I sat there. Rob Murphy is like a real life, like that's a movie. Like you just wrote a screenplay.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. It's his life, so
right.
I just tried to detail it, but yeah, if you missed it on Monday, I dropped a profile on Pistons assistant GM and head of the Motor City Cruise, Rob Murphy. If you don't know his story, it's super fascinating. It's a story of life in Detroit in the 80s and 70s, and it's a story of like overcoming your surroundings, your environment, and growing to be something. I like writing those stories that like make civilians like us, just to remind them that these people are civilians too, and that there's more than one way to make it to the NBA. I like trying to remind people of those stories. But yeah, check that out. Rob Murphy grew up in a home that his mother was a drug dealer. Their basement was basically the office. His mother was murdered when he was 13. Flirted with gangs. Met a gentleman named Venus Jordan when he was a sophomore that helped change his life around. So, yeah, if you didn't check it out, go to my Twitter feed, go to the Athletic app, and check the one out on Rob Murphy.
We should also say, for those who might not know, Rob Murphy, the general manager of the Motor City Cruise, assistant GM, right, for the Pistons as
well.
Yeah, that's what his position is.
Team president and GM of the Cruise and assistant GM to Troy Weaver of the Pistons, yeah.
Cool. So people can go check that out. Is there a deal on Athletic subs right now? Anything to pump
on
that?
Yeah, you can get a sub for $1. So
that's like the best deal that you can get.
That's as good as it gets. Should we, quick before we start, should we just... We obviously, if you didn't catch the parallel between us dropping a Jersey podcast last Monday and the teals being revealed last Monday, that was not a coincidence. Thoughts?
I mean, I wish.
Did you ever doubt it? Like, did you really ever doubt it?
No. Once, like, you and Rod, once you guys were like, no, they're coming back, I was like, oh, cool. Like, I just figured it was kind of a matter of when. I do wish, and we're going to get this. I'm not pressed about it because it's only a matter of time. Selfishly, I wish that Ivy wasn't the only one who got to wear them. You know what I mean? Because it's like it's nothing against Jaden Ivy. It's just I want to see everybody wearing them. Like I want a team photo of everybody wearing the teal. When they take it at the end of the year, I want them to wear the teal. To me, what the most exciting thing is that cool, we just announced the teal. We have two more jerseys to announce.
Is it two more? I thought it was one more.
I think it's two. Is it not?
Because
if you...
I thought it was the teal and then one more.
Well, okay. So a year ago we had... A year ago we had chrome. We had...
Red.
75th red. There was another one, wasn't there?
No. And then the regular home and aways.
Okay. Well, then I'm sorry. Then I'm wrong.
Well, then,
okay.
But by that math, though... Oh, yeah, no, just one more. The whatever's okay. Replacing the chrome.
Give us something, James. You got anything?
What
are we getting?
I don't.
Let's speculate.
Enough Jersey Watch. What are we...
Well, actually, I don't really, yeah, and even then, Jersey Watch isn't that interesting to me. But the teal...
Do you want to speculate?
No, I really don't, because I actually think we have some fun things to talk about today. Right. I'm excited, you know?
Well, I said speculate because I know that... Yeah.
I forgot that I have been... The one thing I wanted to say about the teal video... That the Pistons put out.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, everybody, by the way, for that Cade quote. Because the only reason that Cade quote was even in the video was because I put a microphone on his hand and said, look into this camera and say that you are pro-teal. So you're welcome.
That's true.
That Cade quote was
question.
In there.
That answer
that
came
was,
from your question. That's true.
That was my video. That was my interview. So first of all, thank you to the Pistons for using it. That was very nice of you guys. Second of all, I was thinking I was going to take the humble approach here. I'm not. You're welcome.
Of course you weren't.
It was a great quote. It's a great quote, and I'm happy that it was immortalized in that video. Okay,
I'm Cade Cunningham, and I'm pro-teal.
And I'm pro-teal. Which camera? All right. We got an email 5 days ago, James.
Okay.
From Eric Klemecki.
Shout
out to
Eric Klemecki.
Whose name I'm only reading. I know a few weeks ago I said I wasn't going to read names on the from emailers anymore, but the only reason I'm doing it is because he fueled the fire that is the podcast today. He gave us some content ideas, and so thank you, Eric, for that. I'll still read the email. Nick/James, since there's nothing substantial to talk about Pistons related this time of year, I thought I would suggest a game that you could play on the pod to pass some time. I did this with my brother off the cuff last year, and neither one of us looked anything up. It was something, it was surprising some names that we forgot/almost forgot. Alternate picks and draft a 5-man starting lineup with 3 bench players. All players have to have played at least 1 regular season game for the Piston and are presumed to be at the prime of their career, not necessarily the version they were in Detroit. It's a fun game, especially since some of those Pistons teams post-going-to-work era had some really good players stop by for a stint at the end of their careers. We did it post-Bad Boys era since we're 30 and 34 years old, respectively, and wanted to keep it to mostly players we've actually watched. So again, thank you, Eric, for that. We are tweaking it, though. We are doing something different. Yesterday, I sent James a Google Doc. I spent about 2 or 3 hours poring over the last 30 years of like some of the best individual seasons that we've had from Pistons players. So here's what we're going to be doing today. James and I are going to be drafting a semi-all-time Pistons starting 5 with 2 catches. The first catch is we had to have been alive for that season in order to draft them. So like every single Bad Boy is off. Well, not every single one technically, but like the Bad Boys years are off the board for both of us. There's no Dave Bing. There's no George Yardley. None of those guys. Okay. Can't have them.
Like, why is George Yardley always the second or third? Like when we talk about all time Pistons, like you're the only person that does that.
First player to ever score 5,000 points.
Is there
in
film
NBA history?
Is there George Yardley film?
Limited, but yeah. It's also because I just know personal anecdotes.
Was he actually nice?
I've only heard, and I someone's gonna be like, "Oh, well, he's a guy from the 50s." Blah blah blah. No, he was apparently a really nice guy. He did. I think I
no,
forgot.
No, 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 not nice. Like, hi, how are you? Let me hold the door for you. Could he hoop? Was he nice?
Yes. Like, George Yardley was a bona fide scorer for Fort Wayne Pistons.
While we're on the subject...
Or not Fort Wayne, but...
While we're on the subject and before we start, I just want to say this.
Yeah.
And my own employer is guilty of this. Stop hyping up NBA players scoring 50 against non-NBA players. We're not doing this all summer. We're not using the dog days to... I don't want to keep seeing tweets about Paolo scored 50... against the Enterprise Rent-A-Car store manager. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I also don't want to hear it if you're one of those people like me who said you would give Pistol Pete buckets because they play. Like, don't get hyped that Paolo scored 50 in a Seattle program.
Yeah.
But then also discredit Jerry West. because they both played against repairmen.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
So, like, let's stop hype. Like, we're not spending the rest of the summer hyping up Pro-Am stats. We're just not. So I want to put an end to that right now. It's driving me insane.
Since we're on the subject of ending social practices, why don't I throw one into the – why don't I throw another log on the fire? Stop tweeting. Do you wish that the nickname jerseys would make a comeback? Shut up. Everybody wants them back. They're only fire. Okay, fine. If you don't want them back, the point remains. You do not need to keep asking. At least once a month, nickname jerseys were fire. Do you want to see them make a comeback? Like, yeah, bro, I do. And I commented that the last time. And then I think I did it the time before that. So that's something that's been bothering me. Anyways, I agree with what you said. Let's get back to the draft, though. Okay. Yeah. So just to recap, because I didn't even say the second stipulation. First recap, we have to have been alive. So if you want to draft 05, 06 Chauncey, if you want to draft, you know, 2015 Reggie Jackson, you can do that because we were both alive, but you were drafting the individual year that they played. Second stipulation is what? What was the other thing? Shoot, this
we're
is
we're only doing a starting five. We're not doing bench.
We're only doing five players.
Yeah.
No bench.
Yep.
Okay, James, do you have the draft board in front of you?
I do. Can you tell Siri to flip a coin to see who picks first?
No, I was giving you 1-1.
That's not fun. No, let's flip a coin.
Okay, I'll do this out loud.
I'll take heads.
Flip a coin. Oh, wait. The volume was down, so let me do it again. Flip a coin. Oh, she doesn't speak, but it's tails. You see that? It's tails. Can you see that?
What was the first one?
It was actually heads. So
okay,
okay, you get it. I guess it first. Just doesn't play volume. Okay, go ahead.
And with the first pick in the all-time, I had to be alive to see it happen, Pistons draft. Team Cardigan is selecting 1999-2000 Grant Hill. You could make a case that is the greatest individual performance in Pistons history for a season. If you're not familiar, Grant posted 25.8 points a game, 5.2 assists, 6.6 rebounds, shot 49% from the field, 34% from three. Didn't take many threes, obviously. Attempted 8 free throws a game. All-star, all-NBA. That was his last year in Detroit. Played 74 games. So I'm getting bang for my buck with that Grant Hill. Yeah, I think that is arguably the greatest individual season in Pistons history. So I'm going to go with Grant Hill.
Yeah, there's a lot of score. There's a lot of Swiss Army knife going on with that pick. I figured that was going to be your 1-1. I think, okay, so Grant Hill off the board.
I know who you're going to take, and it's going to be who I wanted, so let's just get it over with.
Okay. Do I want to do this now? I think I can get away with doing this later, actually. I'm going to go the second pick in the 2022 Bunny Cardigan semi-all-time Piston draft. Team Buzz. I don't know if I can do this.
You're going to do it, and I'm going to be pissed because it's going to be what I was going to do with my second pick.
I'm going to take 21-22 K Cunningham.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just getting that one out of the way. Get it? I'm taking my picks early so that nobody can snatch them in a later round.
But, like, are you trying to?
I'm not trolling.
Are we trying to win, though? Like, are we going to be like, we're going to ask the people whose team is better? That's not fair because the K pick is going to get everybody. Yeah, you're going to get love for the K pick.
So here's how I'm approaching this.
And hold on, this isn't disrespect to Kate by any means.
No. There's a lot of good seasons on this list, but the problem is I can't take the Joe seasons. The ones that I have listed, I would have loved to have taken Joe Dumars. I would love to take that 99-2000 Stackhouse, but like I was one. Like, yeah, I was alive, but like, does that really count?
Yes.
Because it's the rules. I get it. So here's what my approach is entering the draft. I'm kind of taking a trip down memory lane. It's sort of a sentimental list while also being the most dominant one, right? So there are some guys on this list that I'm going to be drafting just because of what they meant to me as like basketball players, like just as a dude. And also, who is the best? So that was my first. Are we snake drafting this? No, let's not do snake draft. No. We're going to get confused. So you can go ahead. Second pick, or third pick.
All right. Well, now I'm going to have the best team. It's not even going to be close.
Who are you going to take?
With the second pick in the second round, first pick in the second round, Team Cardigan selects.
Don't do it. Because I know what my next. Don't do it.
18-19 Blake Griffin. It is. Was that who you were going to take first?
I'm so fucking mad.
I told you should have just did it.
No, because if I take Blake Griffin with my first pick, and I don't know what's gone on in this last month that this has turned into like a Blake Griffin podcast, because I feel like we keep bringing him up. But that was like the team. The team. Okay, we'll make a trade. We'll make a trade later.
No,
we'll work something out.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
But for those who may not be aware, 18-19 Blake Griffin played 75 games.
Yeah, he did.
Averaged 24.5 points, which was a career high for somebody who had several accolades prior to this. 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 7.5 rebounds, 5.4 assists, 46% from the field, a career best 36% from three on 7 attempts a game. Got to the free throw line 7 times, shot 75%. I said it then when I was covering it live, and I'll say it now. Is Blake Griffin the best Piston to ever play? Hell no. When I say that, I mean like relative to what they meant to the franchise. No. Is this Blake Griffin season one, if arguably the first or second best individual season in Pistons history? Yes, it is. 24.5, 7-5, and that, and Grant posted 25, 6-5. Like, he is on pace. He was all team NBA. He's one of the 15 best players in the NBA. Carried a team to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 10 threes in a game against OKC. I'm getting a floor spacer with this pick. I'm not getting Duncan Blake Griffin, as they called him in his Harlem Globetrotter days. This is the best version of Blake Griffin ever created. The 18-19, one of the best individual seasons, if not the best, in Pistons history. Blake Griffin, welcome to Team Cardigan.
Yeah, and I have to sit here and not be mad about it. We will make a trade later. I have a deal. I already know you're not going to be able to refuse it, so I feel really good about it.
You're going to draft like Ish Smith, and that's going to tug on my heartstrings.
Okay, with the fourth pick in the 2022 Bunny Cardigan semi-all-time Pistons draft, Team Buzz is going to select 2000-2001 Jerry Stackhouse at the age of 26, averaging 29 a game, almost 30 a game. I believe that was the year that he won it. Yeah, 29.8, shade under 4 boards, 5 assists, 40% from the field, 35% from 3, 82% from the line to go in at the 2. My philosophy is if I draft Cade, he's not stuck to that position.
He was
right?
not the scoring champ that year, but I think he was very close.
I was also still 30 a game,
yeah,
right?
It's ridiculous.
So, the rationale behind drafting Cade was I can put him at three positions, right? So I'm not as limited in what I can do with this roster. So I like the stack pick, putting him next to Cade.
It's not a bad pick. That's a good pick. With my third pick, and I'm gonna feel blasphemous at this. That I'm going to skip over a person that arguably can make the case second or third most important, most iconic player in Pistons history. I'm not going to pick him here because I'm trying to build a team for today's NBA, which is what we're doing. And this guy has a role in today's NBA, but I'm offense first. I'm thinking about how I can get these buckets. So with the third pick, Team Cardigan selects 05-06.
No.
Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, you took Sheed.
05-06 Rasheed Wallace. Rim protection, floor spacing, another bucket. Could play him at the 5 in today's NBA, have Blake at the 4, have Grant at the 3. I really like this team.
Man. You know what part of this was like, ooh, do we want to throw something in the middle of this? What are you at, 3 players now? I'm about to pick my third.
Yeah.
Do you want to? We can draft a 6th man, but they have to be on this draft board. And I know for those of you listening along at home, you're like, well, I don't know who's on the draft board. There are like 30 names or like I guess maybe like 30 individual seasons, because some of the names are repeat and I wrote multiple seasons. So like Corliss Williamson, I didn't write down because I was like, well, we're not picking a sixth, so like I'm not gonna. And like Reggie Bull, like there are a lot of guys that I didn't write down that the sixth has to be on this, and it has to be your last pick.
Okay. Yeah.
So we will cross that bridge when we get there. This is my third player. We have Cade. We have Jerry Stackhouse. We're going to score and play a lot of defense. Our three ball is kind of lacking right now. So I'm going to go
18-19 Luke Kennard.
Facts. This is I would have taken Blake with that pick that I just made. And if not, I would have done it now. But I'm going to go. He's kind of old. 050. He's not old. 0506 Chauncey, 29, averaging 18.5, 8.6 assists, shooting 41% from the field and 43% from three, shade under 90% from the free throw line. We got our point guard, which means Cade is. Wow, I'm really digging myself a hole here, aren't I?
Your team isn't a team.
Hold on.
I have a question. So if you take that year of Chauncey, like, I'm not saying that I will, but can I take a different year of Chauncey?
It gets weird with that. I haven't figured out. I was thinking about that too. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge. If we get there, we will cross that bridge.
Okay.
So let me walk this out, or rather talk this out in real time. We have Chauncey, Stack, and Cade. So you have to do Chauncey at the one, Stack two, Cade three.
You could have Chauncey playoff ball.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I still like the team.
Okay.
Let me go through who you have again, or rather you do it.
I have 99-2000 Grant.
Yep.
18-19 Blake.
Yep.
And 0506 Rashid.
Okay. All right. You got another pick to make.
With the fourth pick, Team Cardigan is selecting.
Get a guard in there. Come on, man.
0506 Richard Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one on mine because I saw that 49%, and that was one that I was pondering. I went with Stack though.
It's not a bad pick. This version of Rip though, I said 0506, right?
Yep.
That was his first All-Star game.
Yep.
Played 80, averaged a career high 20.1 points. So this is peak Rip. Like you said, 49% from the field. Ended up shooting 46% from three, but he only took 1.5 a game. So, yeah. 84% from the free throw line. I mean, this is peak Rip. When you think Yezur or you think of him, everybody, defenders chasing him around screens, you think of this is Rip. Even though they didn't win the title this year, this is peak Rip. And I need another guy. Having Grant, having Blake, two guys that can play with the ball and are going to make decisions. I need a guy that's low maintenance offensively.
So that was four for you. So we're having a reverse issue right now. You kept going for the bigger guys, the wings. I'm short on bigs right now, so I think I'm going to do the obvious thing here, right? Because what your brain would tell you. If you're smooth-brained, that's mean. But if you're looking at, if you're like, oh, I need rebounds, you're like, I'm going to take one of the mid to late 2010 Andre Drummonds, right? I'm really enjoying the idea of emphasizing defense with this team. We're going to go.
Either team we pick pretty much is going to emphasize defense.
It's the Pistons, I guess, so you're right. 0203 Ben Wallace, he was 28, grabbed 15.5 boards that year, 48% from the field, scoring inside.
That was gonna be my sixth
Boom,
man.
There we go. Hell yeah. That feels good then. Maybe we got a trade in the chamber
Maybe.
Then, huh?
We'll see. Maybe. So we're going to, let's just decide right now, like if a player is used, I can't use a different year of that player. It just has to be a different individual.
It would just be easier right. That way, yeah.
So this is going to be the first shocking pick of...
Is it on the board? Are we going off
board?
Okay.
This is going to be the first shocking pick of this. And Pistons fans that are old enough to remember this era are going to be upset. But it also speaks to how the point guard position has kind of been since Chauncey left. But I have to.
Are you about to do it?
No, it's not going to be who you think it is. I'm taking the other guy. His name is Allen. Allen Iverson.
Good. No, that's not a bad pick. Oh, what the?
08-09, Allen Iverson.
All-star.
Let me pull up his stats.
I cannot describe to you how happy I am that you did this, because I thought I was going to get clowned for putting him on the board.
No, I mean, I've talked about it ad nauseum. You've talked about it. We've talked about it amongst just basketball talk and various venues. Like, the point guard position is not, like, you could make a case Reggie Jackson is the best point guard the Pistons have had prior to Cade's arrival, of course. Reggie Jackson has been the best point guard the Pistons have had since Chauncey. Like, it's a position they've struggled with for many years. So, I picked 08-09 AI, all-star.
Yeah.
17 a game. 5 assists. Not the greatest AI we've known. Only 41.6% from the field. Only 28% from three. I have enough floor spacing. I actually don't. Now that I think about it, I should have went with Allen Houston.
Well, but I needed a point guard. When you were like, oh, I'm going to take this player, I was like, well, people wouldn't be mad about Allen.
The pick's not in.
You can't change the pick. You haven't picked yet. You can't change the pick. You can't change the pick. The pick is – I know who I'm taking.
I haven't passed it off yet. I changed my mind.
This is
I'm taking 95-96 Allen Houston.
People are going to flood your Twitter replies and be like, I can't believe what the sanctity of this draft is going to be held in question, the integrity of it. If you're just fucking flailing, sorry, I didn't mean to pick.
No, the pick wasn't in. This was us in the war room talking, getting ready to call Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum. No. The call has not been made.
A rogue agent got the phone and sent in the wrong name. And
somebody
James
leaked
had
when
to,
they
okay.
weren't supposed to. For a split second when making my pick, I got stuck in the traditional mindset of I need a point guard. And that's not me.
Right.
I have Grant Hill.
Okay.
Grant Hill can be my point guard. Let's add one more floor spacer. We'll go Allen Houston. Obviously didn't play in Detroit long. Unfortunate circumstances. If you're a Pistons fan wanting to see him and Grant, he obviously wore the teal during the unveiling but never wore it in a game.
This is 95-96, right?
Average 19 a game. 45% from the field, 42% from three, 82% from the free throw line. Arguably the best.
Damn, he shot that ball.
Arguably the best pure shooter in Pistons history. Pure 3-point shooter in Pistons history. My starting five will be Grant at the point, Allen at the two, Rip at the three, Blake at the four, Rashid at the five. You ain't beating that.
And you haven't even picked your sixth yet, which we will get to in just a second. But before we do that, I need to take
a potty break.
No, I need to take my last player. I only have four. And I'm going to talk this one out. Do you think people will cyber bully me if I take Tobias Harris right here? Do you think that will happen? Do you think if I take 15, 16 Tobias Harris, people are going to be like, you are a child and you don't know anything about basketball? Because I think that's what's going to happen. But I said at the top that this was a sentimental thing.
Dang
also.
It, the shirt I wanted to wear for the pod video just arrived. Sorry, go ahead.
I was like, what do you want me to just do the pod
over? Yeah,
I
was like, can we pause on a different shirt?
Because it's
so this is how I look at it. Ben has been picked, a version of Ben, a version of Rashid, a version of
it's going to get weird.
Chauncey, and a version of Rip. So the only one from the golden era of our lifetime left is Tayshaun.
Bro, you have such a free one. And I guess I don't really want to say because I don't want to give much away.
Go ahead. If you want to take Tobias, I understand.
Okay. Well, it's either him or Tayshaun, and I feel like
you have enough floor spacing. Who's your bigs? Ben and who else?
Well, I need another big right now. So I need a four. So I that's why I need Tayshaun or Tobias. I got Ben. We're going to go out of pure respect. Tayshaun Prince, 2004-2005. Shade under 15 a game, 48% from the field, 34% from three, 80% from the line. I don't.
You wanted defense.
Okay.
You wanted defense, and you just took the second best defender available.
from the going to work guys, and I have both of them on my team. I have Ben and Tayshaun. So, okay, sixth man is coming up.
Do I?
I'm so free, dude.
This one's gonna piss you off. Just to have another ball handler, I like my front court. It's interchangeable. I could play Blake at the four. I could go big. I could move Grant to the four and go small and move this guy into the lineup.
You're sicko. Don't
13,
do it.
14, Brandon Jennings.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bro, sicko. Sicko.
15 and a half a
there
game.
There goes my sixth.
Three assists. Or three rebounds, seven assists. Percentages weren't very good. But this is
no.
We're getting Brandon Jennings to come off the bench. This is young Jamal Crawford we're looking at. He can come in and jack away. Ayo.
Pause.
37% from the field, 34 from three, 75 from the line. Hey, those stats are a little skewed because of how bad Detroit was early on in that season. I believe that was the cut Josh Smith year. And then they went on a run. And I think that's the best Brent. I think that's this year, 13-14.
I thought it was – it might maybe be 14-15. You might be right, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Jennings is a bucket. I need a six man. I wanted just another pure guard. Like I said, I'm going to run Grant at the point. But when I want to go to the bench, I can take Blake out, let him rest his knees so we can make it to the playoffs, put Grant at the four, move Rip to the three, Houston stay at the two, and BJ at the one. So I like my team.
That's not bad. My sixth is between two players. And because it's sentimental, now I am going to cheat a little bit, though. Since you cheated earlier, I'm going to cheat now, okay?
Are you going to replace somebody you already picked?
No. Reggie Jackson in 2014-2015 played like 20 games for Detroit when he was traded here. So, like, does it count? Yes, it does count, and he's on the team. Welcome, 2014-2015, Reggie Jackson at age 24, 17 and a half a game, 4.7 rebounds, almost 10 assists, 43% from the field, 33% from three, 80% from the line. Welcome to the team. Now we have three point guards on the team, a few guys who are multi-positional, rockin' Chauncey, Reggie, Cade, Jerry Stackhouse, Tayshaun Prince. God, this team sucks. Ben Wallace. I feel good about it. Now, before we officially close... Did I say that? Before we officially close the 2022 semi all-time Detroit Pistons draft, that's Dick Vitale.
You were not allowed to see Dick Vitale.
I'm going to do Mo Cheeks, of course.
That's hilarious.
I'd probably take DC, actually.
Well, I get to pick first, so I'm taking DC.
You're such a bad friend. Fine, Mo Cheeks. I should take Flip. What am I doing? I don't need to meme the coach. I'm taking Flip Saunders.
I actually forgot, but I already picked, so I can't go back. For some reason, when I picked the coach, I was thinking we were doing like the last decade.
You know what? Yeah, I am going to take Larry Brown, actually. Larry Brown, welcome to the team. So before we officially... 100%. Before we put a bow on this draft...
Can I name my team really quick?
I'm going to make you a...
You listed your team. Can I list my team?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you... Yeah, go ahead.
We have Rasheed Wallace, Blake Griffin, Grant Hill, Rip Hamilton, Allen Houston, and Brandon Jennings off the bench. Let us know whose team is better between mine and the Buzz.
Here's the trade.
You're offering me a trade?
I'm offering you a trade.
Okay.
before we put a bow on this draft and move to the next one. Larry Brown and Tayshaun.
No.
For Blake and Dwayne Casey.
I'm giving up the best player in the thing. No.
I'll give you...
If you want Blake, send Cade my way.
That's it? That's the... But he's my untouchable, man.
Well, then I guess you'd want to lose 96 to 17.
All right, people will have to let us know what they think. So that is the official conclusion of the 2022 semi-all-time Pistons draft presented by The Athletic, hosted by the Bonnie Cardigan Show. The next one that we have, James, if you scroll down in that same Google Doc.
Yes.
We're drafting another squad, but here's the catch. The pool of players is just the Pistons roster, and we got to make a roster of five. We got to see who's got the best roster. Now, is it fair that because you went first last time that I go first now?
Flip a coin.
Is that fair?
Nope. Flip a coin.
Okay. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Tails.
It's not going to focus. It's tails,
flip,
though.
It says flip again.
I know, but the thing above that says James can't see. Okay, it's tails. It's tails. You got it. Go ahead.
Cade Cunningham.
Motherfucker. Okay. I mean, it's Sadiq, right? Right, like
do whatever you want to do.
Okay, yeah. Second pick, I'm gonna go with Sadiq. Yeah, I mean, come on, I can't. That would just be too easy.
Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah. Jaden Ivey.
Isaiah Livers.
Really, Isaiah Livers was your third pick? Really?
Floor spacing.
Nah, that's silly. Jalen Durant.
Okay, I'm sorry. You act like I'm sorry. My fault. I forgot. I'm picking from a 59 win team here.
Yeah, that's Jalen Duren. Jalen Duren, that's free. He was right there.
You don't even – he hasn't played a game.
He doesn't need to play
you
a game.
You have two guys that haven't played a
you
single
You are
NBA
the
minute.
Same guy who wrote in his story at Summer League that, like, oh, I don't even fucking need to see Jalen Duren play. That dude can play. He's going to play real minutes. Like, he played 5 minutes in Summer League, and that guy can start today.
He can hold up physically and play. Are we trying to win a game? All right, we'll see. I know Stu's going to get him on that glass. I know that, though. You watch Summer
okay,
League.
So it is your pick. This is your fourth. Killian Hayes still on the board, by the way. So is your guy.
I knew.
Man.
Alec Burks.
Ah, I was really thinking about that one. I like that pick. I really like that pick.
Your guy's still on the board.
Yeah, he's probably going to stay there, too.
Wait, which one?
Well, no, I need a backcourt,
oh,
right?
I was talking about... front court guy.
I'm gonna maybe it is smart to do, because I know you're not gonna take Kill. I'm gonna take Bagley here.
What do you mean you know I'm not gonna take Kill?
I just know you're gonna leave him for me, so I'm gonna go ahead and take Bagley there. And it's your last pick. This is five. So just to recap for everybody,
I already had my guards, that's why.
Right,
I needed floor spacing.
Right. Oh, that's true, because you just picked up Alec Burks. You're right. So you have Cade, Alec Burks, Isaiah Livers, and Isaiah Stewart. Who is your fifth pick? It's a tough one. That's a tough one. What are you looking for here? What are you looking to get out of this pick? Are you looking for size?
I do wonder about my ability to get easy buckets.
A lot of setting up going on with this team. A lot of sets that you're going to have to run.
Inside scorer, easy bucket getter. But I also...
Do you almost wish that Mason Plumlee was still on this team?
No.
So that you can draft him here? No? Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just you. Part of me wants to take Hamidou, but I'm going to go. I think the roster looks a little bit better if I go Bagley. And I run Bagley, Stu.
No, I just picked him.
Oh, did you? I thought you
took
Kill.
I said you're not going to take Killian, so I know I can take Bagley here.
Shit or crap.
That's why I have him. That's why I have this color coded so that we know who's been drafted. Can I?
Nerlens
Noel.
I
would have done Kelly. I would have done Kelly for the spacing. Those pick and pops.
But I have Stu.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, but I needed. I wanted to have some assurance in the back line defensively, just a little help for Stu, because I want Stu switching.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'll let Noel roam.
Can we see Isaiah Stewart taking more charges next year?
Yeah, Dwayne was shocked when I told him that that stat one day after practice, or one during media availability after practice. He didn't have a single charge last year.
Yeah.
But I think that's, as much as that, like, is like, oh, yeah, that's a way, that's, of course, that's a way for rim protection and XYZ. And I'm not saying everybody that takes charges flops, but it's that fine line. And we know Isaiah Stewart, he ain't here to fake the funk. You know what I mean?
No.
So it kind of makes sense when you learn that he doesn't have a charge. He's trying to block you up or block your shot. But I agree, he should add that to his bag.
With my fifth and final pick, so right now we're sitting at Ivy, Duren, Sadiq Bey, Bagley. I mean, the pick here is Killian, right? Only Killian.
I mean, it's for you, yeah.
It's literally only Killian because now we run Jaden Ivey, Kill. Damn, that's gross. Jaden Ivey, Kill, Sadiq, Bagley, Duren.
There is not a lick of floor spacing on this team. You're going to get smacked by both teams.
Okay, Killian can't shoot. Ivy, we'll see. Duren, I don't know. With Duren, we'll see, I guess, too, because with some of the videos that have come out with the...
Don't
and I'm
start.
Not, I'm
yeah,
not
you
doing
are,
that.
But
and
you
I'm,
are.
And I'm not... But
you
I'm
are
not doing
that.
That.
You are.
But I'm not. But I'm not.
This is though, Andre Drummond shooting threes in the summer.
Hold on. Stay with me for 2 seconds. He comes out in summer league.
I saw Jalen Duren two nights ago, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him?
Still big.
Good to know. Still fucking huge.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was going to say. We were talking about Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing the summer league video, or like the summer video thing. Okay, so here's the thing. He comes out in summer league, and on like his first touch on the baseline, he does like that turnaround thing. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Where is that coming from?
He missed
it. So when he's in the gym and he's but still, it's the fact that he tried it.
No,
so when he comes out and he's in these lifetimes, and he's doing the same stuff and he's knocking him down, I'm like, okay, so this is like something that, as evidenced by actual in-game tape, like, this is something that you can do. Like, Andre Drummond shooting threes, I mean, I guess it actually did kind of happen quite a bit near the end. And by quite a bit is relative, because it's Andre Drummond. You don't want him shooting threes. But that is something that he tried to do.
All I just want you to do is just read off your starting five real quick.
Jaden Ivey.
Okay.
Killian Hayes.
Okay.
Sadiq Bey.
Okay.
Marvin Bagley.
Okay.
Jalen Duren. No one's scoring on us. We can't score, but they're not scoring either.
Cade's scoring. My team, Cade Cunningham, Alec Burks, Isaiah Livers, Isaiah Stewart, Nerlens Noel.
Three of those guys aren't getting buckets on my team. Three of them.
Which three?
I'm not going to say who, because it's not my position to throw shade. But
Livers, 40% three-point shooter. Cade, we all know he's going to be sub-35, or he's going to be above 35 at some point. Stu, I say it every week on this pod, you know where I'm at with that. Noel, rim runner, block shots. Who am I missing? Alec Burks, shot 40% the last
score.
Like 3 years.
Just a score.
Like, we're going to score buckets. Like, this game, okay. It's not even going to be, like, people are going to be leaving LCA midway through the third.
Nerlens Noel is going to get punked by Bagley. Alec Burks, he couldn't get a shot off in a phone booth with Sadiq Bey. Isaiah Livers is going to get his lunch money stolen, probably by Duren. I don't know, man. I don't know. This just feels like a free
L?
A free win by me. I don't
free
know.
L.
Who's the remaining pool of players? Corey Joseph.
Hamadou is my sixth man.
Ooh, okay. Not that it matters, but just for fun, who would I take? Definitely not Saban, because he's not going to be on the team, I don't think. Corey Joseph is a great guy.
Best.
Same not with, Kevin Knox.
Same with Rodney Magruder. Wink, wink.
Ooh, Rodney Magruder's a good guy?
The best. Love Rodney. Very nice guy, man. That's why he keeps coming back on deals.
Rodney Magruder wink, keeps wink. Coming back on deals?
Wink, wink.
When's the last time he came back to Detroit on a deal?
I don't know, but wink, wink. It is, your teams, both your teams stink. Just fat.
I'm going to take Kelly Olynyk.
The thing is, if I ever got a front office job, which is like kind of like my new goal, like I want to turn, I want like the Lee Jenkins route or
Yeah.
There's a few others who have gone from sports writer, just earn the respect of a front office, and they evaluate. Sure. They like the way you see the game, the way you can do relate to people. That's like kind of like my new goal. I want to try to get in the front office. I was like always like, hey, I'm going to get Nick a job. Like, I think Nick could – there's something I could find for Nick. But then, like, we just drafted. And, like, I got to find, like, a different role for you. Like, are you good at – like, can you carry multiple waters at once?
Can I tell you something that you're going to be like, no, you wouldn't? And Jordan Brink is going to text me and be like, no, you wouldn't? I want to be a video guy so bad.
I actually think your personality could handle that grind.
I'm by myself all the time. Yeah, I don't talk to people all the time. I'm alone all the time.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I can totally understand. I mean, even like in the story that you wrote about Jordan, which we talked about before, I could totally empathize with how lonely that would get, you know, being at like and not having a life. And what was it? Like, he goes to bed at like 4 a.m. and then has to be at the facility at like 7 a.m. Like, yeah, man, that stuff gets tough. But I've always kind of wanted to. I've always thought that stuff looked really fun.
You just want to watch horn sets all day.
And what was the...
It wasn't horns.
What's the one? It was the something screen. Something screen.
Hammer screen.
Hammer play. Yeah, hammer. Anytime that Mark Jones, which shout out to Mark Jones, are we going to... What is going on with Kings fans? What happened?
Did we not address that on the pod?
I don't think we ever talked about what's going on with Kings fans. I don't even know.
So during my vacation last week, it was early last week, a Kings fan, and this was like, I was defending Detroit, but like by not trying to defend Detroit, like it was just a dumb comment. It's like, I think Keegan Murray had just been announced as Summer League MVP, and some Kings blogger, I think, tweeted, Keegan Murray wins Summer League MVP and he doesn't have to live in Detroit. And like, that was just like a cheap shot. Like, of course, I'm from Flint, but I'm from Michigan. Like, you know, I live in Detroit. Detroit is home now. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you shit on it.
Yeah.
But it was just the irony. Like, there are some people from certain cities that can shit on Detroit. My whole thing was, Sacramento got to sit this one out. Like, if you live in Sacramento, and I don't want to rehash it, because it was a whole thing for a day. I was trying to relax on the beach, and I'm sitting there arguing with lame asses. All I said was, if you ask other NBA writers who travel for a living, like I do, and go to Sacramento...
Yeah,
the majority of them have Sacramento very low on the list. That's all I said. I might have added some sauce at the end. But then I got a couple of my journalism friends to weigh in on the Twitter discussion. They're like, yeah, sorry, Sacramento's near the bottom. And that's all I was saying. It was like, okay, if you're from Toronto, go ahead. Dump on Detroit. If you're from New York, go ahead. L.A., sure. Sacramento?
Yeah.
We're talking about Sacramento.
Is the California bump enough?
No, that's even less of a bump because they have the cheat code of the California weather, and I'd still rather spend a winter in Poland. There is nothing to do in Sacramento. They have a barbecue spot outside the arena. Cool. It's trash. I can walk down the street. I could walk down the street with 10 of me and nobody would get in our way. Downtown Sacramento.
Every time
I go to a convenience store, I never have to wait in line.
Yeah.
Just get my I get my lemon lime Gatorade and I'm good to go. Anytime
Is that
I want
the yellow one?
Yeah.
Sicko.
Whenever if I want like a hot chocolate before the game, just walk straight up to the cash register. I don't have to wait in line.
It's a ghost town is what you're saying.
You said it, not me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this was a successful day of drafting.
The nachos are cold.
I don't know. I don't really know that there's going to be a way that people are able to...
Women have nine toes.
To vote on... Okay, Charles Barkley with his San Antonio bullshit. I don't know if there's really going to be able to be a way where... Like, we can't really make a poll and be like, whose team is better? Make sure... I hope
email us.
Call you. Yeah, I guess...
You can reply to my Twitter, yeah.
Or reply to the tweet. Oh, because you still tweet out the podcast on your main account. Yeah. Everyone make sure to flood the replies to tell James that he cheated at the draft, and that's why his team is better.
Tell
that's
him both of my teams are significantly better than his.
If I made you take Allen Iverson for
still would have won. Still would
have. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I would have just took Allen Houston with my sixth man, and then I just would have benched him. I could have got them both. You weren't going to take Allen Houston.
Thank you again to Eric for giving us a suggestion to do this today. This was really fun.
Yeah, we'll send you residuals.
We're not going to do that. Don't put that idea in his head.
Okay, we will not.
How would we do that?
We're not. I don't even know.
I don't even think we make money from this. If you're listening to this on Apple, I just get paid
because
I was going to say. Yeah. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate 5 stars, leave a review, subscribe if you're feeling generous. Even if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can leave 5 stars.
Don't forget, we have a YouTube.
Yes, and just for posterity, the lighting today has been really frustrating. So there's going to be times where the video is bad because I'm just dark. But there will be clips this week. Sorry
about
last week.
Read our YouTube.
It's just the Bunny Cardigan show. If you like, literally just look up the Bunny Cardigan show on YouTube, you'll be able to find it on there.
We will have clips every week, multiple clips every week.
Yeah, we missed last week just because I was in Los Angeles and moving out, and I didn't really have the equipment that I needed to actually like edit and everything. And I also I never had internet at my apartment.
Yeah, it's true.
I was always just working off a hotspot. So with, you know, having to upload to YouTube and stuff, I was like, I just don't have the capacity for this. But I'm officially out of California. No more Los Angeles, Nick. I officially moved out as of Saturday. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will catch you guys in the next one.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.